I will say this song is really good.
在开始信息之前，我要说这首诗歌真的非常的好。
He's a wonderful Savior.
他是一个奇妙的救主。
Regardless of our walks in life.
不管是我们行走怎么样。
Sometimes we are in the mountains, sometimes we are in the valley.
有的时候我们在高山，有的时候我们在低谷。
To such an extent, sometimes we are in danger.
有的时候甚至在危险里面。
Yet we are not alone.
但是我们不是孤单的。
He's the Shepherd who brought us through.
他是那个牧人带领我们经过。
You know, in SCA there are two car accidents.
我最近有两个交通事故。
One is my son's car.
一个是我儿子出了车祸。
And also one is sister's car.
一个是我姊妹出了车祸。
Yet, after all this accident,
但是经过这些车祸以后，
we can see God's preservation.
我们一看见神的保守。
My son and the person who you know had an accident with him doesn't have even a scratch.
我儿子有了车祸之后，他没有一点受伤。
The other car, on our sister's car, in another car accident, only a little scratch and bruises.
我的妻子只是有一点点的受伤，一点点的轻伤。
No, the other
的车子啊，我儿子的车子没有一点的伤害，但是我妻子的车子有一点点的破损。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
He is that shepherd.
他是那个牧人。
Even though we go through the valley of the shadow of death.
虽然我们经过死荫的幽谷。
We fear no evil.
我们并不惧怕。
Oh, he is with us.
因为他与我们同在。
I was very touched with the prayer of our brother who is very sick.
我那个生病的弟兄的祷告非常的摸着我。
Yes, indeed, we are going through hard times.
是的，我们经过艰难的时候。
I cannot say it's easy, it's hard.
我不能说这是容易的，这是非常难的。
But it's a comforting thing.
但是在它里面有一个安慰。
He is the one who holds our hand.
他拉着我们的手。
He will bring us through.
他会带领我们经过。
And this is the thing that we need to hold on every day.
这是每天我们所要抓住的。
We are not alone.
我们不是孤单的。
Other people in the world, they are alone.
其他的世界上的人他们是孤单的。
But he is with us, we are not alone.
但是他与我们同在，我们不是孤单的。
In the midst of all this trouble, he gave us peace, he gave us joy that is unspeakable and full of glory.
但是在所有这些困难的里面，他给我们有说不出来的喜乐和荣耀。
Now today we will continue on our study on the book of Colossians.
我们今天继续来学习哥罗西书。
Let's turn our Bible to Colossians chapter 3.
我们去看到哥罗西书第三章。
Verses 18-21.
第十八节到第二十一节。
I hope the brothers and sisters, when we read this word, you see how the sequence.
当我们来读这些经节的时候，我们能看到这里的次序。
Okay, give importance to the sequence, how it is written.
这个经节是怎样写的，是有一定的次序的。
Which comes first?
哪个是在前面
？Okay, verse 18. I read it first in English.Then our sister will, you know, lead in Chinese.
弟兄先读英文，我们一起来读中文。
So, wives, submit yourselves unto your husband, as it is fit in the Lord. Husband, love your wives, and be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well pleasing unto the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged.
我们一起来读。你们做妻子的，当顺服自己的丈夫，这在主里面是相宜的。你们做丈夫的，要爱你们的妻子，不可苦待他们。你们做儿女的，要凡事听从父母，因为这是主所喜悦的。你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，恐怕他们失了志气。
Okay, let's turn to Ephesians.
我们来读以弗所书。
Verse 22, chapter 5, verse 22,
第五章第22节,
and, until verse 25.
到第25节,
say, wives, submit yourselves unto your husband as unto the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husband.In everything. Husband, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it.
我们一起来读。你们做妻子的，当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主，因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头，他又是教会全体的救主。教会怎样顺服基督，妻子也要怎样凡事顺服丈夫。 你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Chapter 6, verse 1 to 4.
第六章第一节到第四节。
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may be well with thee, that thou mayest live long on the earth. And you fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord.
一起来读，你们做儿女的，要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿，这是第一条带应许的诫命。你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的警戒和教训，养育他们。
Let's have a prayer, word of prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, this morning, as we come to your precious word once again,
主，今天早上我们来到你宝贵的话语的面前。
We pray that your Holy Spirit anoints us.
我们祷告你的话，你的圣灵来恩膏教训我们。
Lord, speak to us in our hearts.
向我们的心说话。
That we may see what is the purpose of your calling.
我们来看到你恩召，你的呼召的目的。
That we may also see how should we behave on this earth as your testimony.
也让我们知道在这地上如何来做你的见证。
Lord, remember this meeting this morning.
请你纪念今天早上的聚集。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名。
For the past 2 months, we talk about the new man.
过去两个月，我们一直在讲新人。
And this new man is not a person that is repaired.
这个新人不是一个被修理过的新人。
Or is a person that is improved or educated.
也不是一个被提高的新人，或者是一个被教育过的新人。
But this man, this new man, is a what? A person replaced by Christ.
这个新人是被主耶稣所代，被基督所代替的人。
That's why in Colossians chapter 4 it says.Verse 4 says, "When Christ, who is our life?"
当基督，所以哥罗西书第三章讲第四节讲到基督是我们生命的时候。
Before we are dead in sin and trespasses.
以前我们是在罪恶过犯里面。
But one day when we put our faith in Jesus Christ.
当有一天，当我们把我们的信放在耶稣基督里面的时候。
Christ came in to make home in our hearts.
基督就在我们心里面安家。
He became our very life today.
他就成了我们的生命。
And then afterwards, he talks about what is the but.This is not the end.
但这不是结束了。
Christ is our life.
基督是我们的生命。
But what about our living?
但是我们的应该怎样生活呢？
Then Paul continues on to give us the motivation on how should we put on the new man.
保罗在这里给我们这个动力，让我们来放上穿上这个新人。
Life is something inside.
这个生命是在我们的里面。
The living is something outside for people to see.
这个活出来是人在外面的，是人要看见的。
That's why Paul, the Apostle Paul, tells us we need to put off this old man and put on the new man.
所以保罗这里说要脱去旧人，穿上新人。
And what is the motivation?
这个动力是什么呢？
Why should I put on this new man?
我为什么要穿上这个新人呢？
Firstly, because we are chosen by God.
因为我们是被他所拣选的。
Among all the millions, God has chosen us.
在所有的千万人中，神拣选。
And more than that, we are also sanctified.
我们也被他分别为圣。
It means to say we are set apart for a specific purpose.
我们是被他分别出来作为一个特殊的目的。
The more what Paul said, the higher it becomes.
保罗越说到这个目的越来越高。
Chosen.
被拣选
sanctified, separated for God's purpose.
分别为圣，归给神所使用。
Then he said, "We are beloved by Him."
我们也是他所蒙爱的。
We are the apple of His eye.
我们是他眼中的同仁。
By these three alone, we said, Lord, I just want to put on this new man, right?
因为这些原因，我愿意说，我愿意穿上这个新人。
Then secondly, he talks about what are the virtues, what are the characteristics of this new man.
下面讲到这个新的美德是什么，特点是什么。
Firstly, we need to have a spirit of compassion, the heart of compassion.
首先，我们需要一个怜悯的灵。
In other words, this person has this spirit willing to reach out to people who are suffering.
这个人是愿意到够到那些。有需要的人。
In the old man, we are self-centered.
这个旧人是自我为中心的。
Everything is about me.
每一件事情都是关于我自己。
But one day when Christ came into our heart and became our life,
当有一天基督进到我们里面，成为我们生命的时候，
our concern is other people.
我们的关心就是别人的事情。
This is a heart of compassion.
这就是一个有怜悯的心肠。
Secondly, talk about kindness.
第二讲到那个恩慈。
The practical expression of compassion.
是一个怜悯的一个表现。
Not only we have the talk, we also have the walk.
不光是有这个说，也有这个行出来。
We try to do something to help other people.
我们来做一些事情来告诉别人。
One day I was looking at a newspaper.
有一天我看到这个新闻。
There is a boy who went to trying to save money to go to Disneyland.
有一个人有一个男孩子要攒钱要去迪士尼乐园。
So, but he heard that there is a what we call a hurricane go to Bahamas, right?
但是他听说那个飓风来到了。Bahamas.
Then he said he was willing to what? To give all the savings to Disneyland to give it to the people who are suffering in hurricane.
所以他就愿意把它攒下来，特别为了去迪士尼的钱给那些遭遇飓风的人。
This is so called kindness.
这就是那个恩慈。
He doesn't care about himself, his enjoyment. He cares about other people.
他不管他自己的喜乐那个享受，他愿意关心到别人。
One time there is a young man who passed through after coming out of the movie theater, he passed through a person who is a homeless person.
有一次有一个人从电影院里出来，经过一个无家可归的人。
And this in his wallet is $6.
在他钱钱包里面有六块钱。
One $5 and a dollar.
有一个五块钱的，有一个一块钱。
So he opened his wallet and gave the $5 to the homeless person.
他就打开钱包，把了五块钱给了那个人。
Then the grandma said, "Why you give him $5? Why you only had $1 left?"
那个祖母说，你为什么给他五块钱？只有一块钱留下来了。
He said, "Grandma, what will $1 do?"
他就问祖母说：“那那个一块钱能干什么呢？”
This is kindness.
这就是那个慈爱。
He doesn't care about what he had. He cares about the needy people.
他不管他自己有什么，他实在是顾虑到那个有需要的人。
This is a person who had put on the new man.
这就是那个穿上新人的人。
Then he talk about humility.
那讲到谦虚。
Then our Lord Jesus is the best example.
我们主耶稣是最好的例子。
He humbled himself to become a man.
他降卑自己成为一个人。
Live on this earth for 33 and a half years.
在这个地上活了33年半。
While I was, you know, meditating on this aspect.
当我在思想这件事情的时候。
It seems it's so normal for us to say, oh, the Lord, you know, live on this earth for 33 and a half years.
觉得说这件事情很正常。主在地上活了33年半。
But if you really think carefully.
但是如果你仔细地想。
It's like a rich man who came out of his mansion.And live with the homeless people, not only for one day, not only for two days, but for 33 and a half years.
就像一个有钱人离开他的那个豪宅，到街上去跟无家可归的人生活了，不是一天两天，而是33年半。
Jesus is in glory.
主耶稣在荣耀里。
But for the sake of fulfilling the will of the Father, he was what? He was willing to live on this earth.
但是为了完成父神的旨意，他愿意来活在这个地上。
The Bible tells us, "Fox has his holes, birds has nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head."
圣经说，狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，但是我们主却没有枕头的地方。
In other words, he came here as a poor man.
也就是说，他来到这个地上作为一个穷人。
Even his the place he lived, there is a problem.
甚至他住的地方都有问题。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
He humbled himself down.
他谦虚他自己。
Obedience unto the Father.
顺服父神。
Even unto death.
甚至以至于死。
Today we are here all because of Christ.
今天我们在这里都是因着基督。
Then he talk about meekness.
他讲到这里是温柔。
When we talk about meekness, it's a person who is easily to talk to, easily to get along with.
我们讲到这个人温柔的人是一个容易别人相处、别人说话的人。
But does not complain when he met some hardship.
遇到艰难的时候，他也不去抱怨。
We always like to complain, right?
我们总是喜欢抱怨。
Young people, oh, it's not fair.
年轻人总是说这不公平。
It's not fair, mom. How come people have that? I don't.
这不公平，为什么别人可以有，我却不能有
？But our Lord Jesus.
但是我们主耶稣。
He is so meek.
他是这样子的温柔
like a sheep led to the slaughter.
就像一个羊被牵到宰杀之地
Not only that, he is also patient.
他也是非常的有耐心
You know, patient, we always think about the time.
我们讲到忍耐的时候，我们总是讲到那个时间
But when we come to the word in the book of Colossians, patience
当时在这里哥罗西这里所讲的这个忍耐
is putting everything in God's hand.
是把所有的事情都放在主的手里面
Let God do his work.
让神来做他的事情
In his time,
在他的时间里面
and we just wait for the Lord's working.
我们只是等着主的工作
This is patience.
这就是那个忍耐
Then he said forbearance.
这里讲到的是包容
No, a lot of people, some people are not easy to get along with.
有的人不是那么容易相处
No matter how good you try to treat them, they still find some fault in this goodness.
不管你对他怎么样的好，他总是在这些对你你对他好的这里面找到一些问题。
But when we put on the new man,
当我们穿上新人的时候
it's about a person who does not give up. He doesn't want to change other people. He just
wants
to keep up with him. Yes. And then he's talking about forgiveness.
这里讲到饶恕,
I believe this is one of the hardest things we experience, right?
这是我们所经历最难的事情,
especially when you know you are right. Well, you say, I will forgive if he comes and asks for forgiveness.
你会说,
but Christian forgiveness is totally different. The Bible tells us you go and tell him.
据圣经说你去告诉那个人,
and you forgive him.
你去饶恕那个人。
Why? Because on the principle, God in Christ has also forgiven us.
因为神在基督里也饶恕了我们。
If we take that principle,
如果我们是持守这个原则,
then our forgiveness is our way of life.
如果我们的饶恕就是我们的生活的方式。
Then lastly, he says, put on love.
最后是穿上那个爱,
which is the bond of perfectness.
就是爱是联络全德的,
all the things that I have mentioned, the virtues, the characteristics,
所有我所提到的这些美德和这些特点,
the foundation is love itself.
这个根基就是这个爱,
without love, everything will be a struggle.
没有爱, 所有这些事情都是一个挣扎,
it's like trying to gnash your teeth.
是咬牙切齿的,
but when we have the love of God,
当我们有神的爱在我们里面,
then all this virtue is a kind of living that we live out every single day.
所有这些就是我们每天活出来的。
Then thirdly, what is the thing that guides us as the new man?
这个带领我们心里面带领我们作为新人是什么呢?
What is the first thing? Can anyone tell me?
第一点是什么呢?
How about the young people?
年轻人请你告诉我。
Can anyone tell me? Huh? Huh?
What is it?
His word? That's one of them, good. His word, you're listening.
是他的话来带领我们。
But the first thing is the peace of Christ.
是基督的平安。
We have the peace of Christ.
我们有基督的平安。
Regardless how difficult the situation is.
不管我们的环境有多么的困难。
It is the peace of Christ that gave us that strength to put on the new man.
是基督的平安给我们这个力量, 让我们穿上这个新人。
And also to guide us through the way.
让我们带领我们走。
It does not mean when we have the peace, we have all the answers.
不是说我们有平安我们就有所有的答案。
Maybe we don't have the answers.
也许我们根本没有答案。
Having peace doesn't mean we don't have any more trouble or problems.
有平安不是说我们就不再有难处。
Maybe around us is full of problems.
也许在我们周围充满了难处。
But it is the peace of God.
但是是神的平安。
That is, you know, it goes more than human understanding.
超过人所能理解的。
Today we thank God.
今天我们感谢神。
People doesn't have peace, we have peace.
世人没有平安, 但是我们有平安。
It is the peace of God that guides us through.
是神的平安在我们心里做主。
Secondly, as our young brother said, it's the word of God.
第二点就是, 就是神的话。
It goes hand in hand with the peace of God.
是, 和神的平安是相提并论的。
Lastly,
最后一点,
we said we live, when whatever we say or we do it in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
无论做什么或说话或行事都要奉主耶稣的名。
In other words, whatever we do,
不管是做什么,
it should be for the sake of the representation of the expression of our Lord Jesus Christ. All the virtue, all the characteristics,
it's
not to show off how good I am.
不是为了要显示我们这个人有多好,
rather, to let people see,
而是让人能够看见,
there is something different in this person. He is different because Jesus Christ is in him.
他跟别人不一样,
by doing so, God is glorified.
这样做就荣耀了神。
Now today, we will be talking some very practical things.
今天我们来讲一些非常实际的事情。
From verse 1 of chapter 3, verse 1 up to verse 17,
从第三章的第一节到第十七节,
it's a beautiful picture of what the new man is.
是一个, 圣经上讲到这个新人的样子。
But what is the beginning from verse 18 down,
从18节往下,
we talk about what is the practicality. How do you really live in the life of the new man?
是实际的行出来如何做一个新人。
Where do you live?
你在哪里生, 你怎么样生活?
It's in the home.
是在家里面。
You know, when you come to church,
当你到教会的时候,
everything is, every person is so dressed so well.
每个人都穿得很好。
They are at their best.
他们是表现得最好的时候。
It seems that they will never get angry.
从来不会生气。
But when you want to see the real person,
当你看到, 你真的想要看到这个人,
you come to the home.
你去回家。
The real person just exposed.
这个人就被暴露出来。
That's why, in verse, beginning from verse 18,
所以从第18节,
it says, wives, submit yourself unto your husband.
你们做妻子的当顺服自己的丈夫。
You come to church, every sister is submissive.
到在教会里面看到所有的姊妹都是顺服的。
Hey, the brother said something, he said, Amen, brother.
弟兄说什么，姊妹就说是的。
You never hear that no, brother. Yes, Amen, brother.
你从来会听不见说不，都是说是的，弟兄。
But when you go to the home,
当你回家以后
there the real thing comes out.
这个真实的情况就
显示出来。That's why it says submit, wives, submit yourself to your husband.
所以说妻子要顺服自己的丈夫。
Now, when you look at this, if I will be the writer,
如果我是写这个的
I will say,Husband first, then wife, then children, right?
我会说到丈夫，然后做妻子，然后再说孩子。
But when I was looking and meditating on this portion of the word,
当我在看默想这段话的时候
，wives is mentioned first.
妻子是提到前面。
Then I remember the book of Ephesians also mentioned concerning this matter.
在以弗所书里也讲到这件事情。
The same thing, wives is mentioned first.
总是妻子提到前面。
Why is the wives mentioned first?
为什么妻子的事情写在前面
？It was mentioned first because the problem starts there.
因为是问题的总是从妻子那里出现。
Remember in Genesis.
记不记得在创世纪里面
？What is the reason for man's fall?
人堕落的原因是什么
？Because the wives, without the authority of their husband, took the fruit.
因为妻子在没有丈夫的允许下吃了那个果子。
That's why Paul said, "Wives, submit yourself to the husband."
所以保罗说妻子要顺服丈夫。
When you read the word submission, submit.
当你讲到那个顺服的时候。
In the Greek, it means put in order.
在希腊文里是指说放到那个正当的次序里面。
Put in order.
放到那个次序的里面。
Sister, when you submit to your husband,
当妻子顺服丈夫的时候
you are helping your husband put everything in order.
你是在帮助你的丈夫把所有的事情放在一个正当的次序里
面。Our God is the God of order.
我们的神是一个有次序的神。
When you go to Genesis chapter 1, how he created the heaven and the earth,
当你在创世纪看到神怎样创造天地的时候
it is in order.
是有照着那个次序来的。
He created first the light,
首先是有光
the second day, the firmament,
是那个天 第二天是那个天空
the third day, he let the water separate from the land,
第三天是分开那个地从水里分开出来
and the land, the dry land appear,
那个干地就出现出来
then the fourth day, they start to create the vegetation,
第四天就开始有那个植物
until the last day, he created man,
最后一天才创造了人
now you say, well, this is how God do work, do his work, 说
这是神做事情的方法
think about it,
那就想一想
When you put men first,
如果你把人放在
first on the first day,
如果你把人放在第一天
men will never survive,
人是不能活下来的
But thank God,
但是感谢神
He is a God of order,
神是一个有次序的神
He prepared everything in order to create men,
他预备了所有的事情然后才创造了人
The same thing,
这是同样的
When God has we had a family,
当我们有一个家庭的时候
When a wife submit to your husband,
当妻子顺服丈夫的时候
It is an order.
这里是有次序
的 This is the principle where God wants the family to operate.
这是神要这个家庭运行的一个原则
You want the family to be a happy family?
你想让这个家庭是个快乐的家庭吗
Go with that order.
我们需要一定要有这个次序
Today there is a lot of, you know, what we call a divorce.
今天有很多的离婚
A broken family.
是一个破裂的家庭
Because they feel likeThe order is reversed.
因为这个次序可以拧反过来。
The wife shouldn't always submit to the husband.
妻子不是总要顺服丈夫的。
It depends upon the ability.
是靠着能力。
Look, when God says submit to your husband,
当神说妻子顺服丈夫的时候
it doesn't mean the wife has less ability.
不是说妻子有能力比丈夫弱。
In the Bible, we see God even used the women to accomplish His purpose.
在圣经里面，神甚至用姊妹来完成他的事情。
He used Mary to bring forth the Christ, right?
他借着玛利亚带来基督。
In his ministry,
这是他的职事。
Martha and Mary and a lot of sisters supply the needs of the Savior and his disciples.
玛利亚和马大在服侍基督里有很多的服侍。
While the disciples are working, the sisters are praying.
当门徒们在工作的时候，是姊妹们在后面祷告。
So when they said, "Wife, submit to your husband," it doesn't mean you have no ability.
妻子顺服丈夫，不是说你没有任何的能力。
Rather, it is the role that you play.
而是我们的这个角色。
What is the role that you play?
那么我们的角色是什么呢
？Look at the human body.
看看人的身体。
We have the eye, the nose, the mouth, so on and so forth.
我们有鼻子、眼睛、嘴巴。
Every part of the body has a role to play.
每一个部分都有它的角色。
The eye for seeing, the nose for smelling, the mouth for tasting and eating.
我们的眼睛是为了看见，我们的鼻子是为了闻，我们的嘴巴是为了说话和吃饭。
It doesn't mean that one part of this part of the body is more important. No.
不是说这一部分的身体比那一个部分更重要。
It is the role that they play.
是这个他们所扮演的角色。
But if we reverse the role,
如果我们把这个角色换一下
，When the eyes start eating，
如果这个眼睛开始吃饭
，And the mouth starts looking，
如果这个嘴巴开始看
，Then that is monster，
这是一个恶魔。
Praise the Lord。
赞美神。
Every person here in the church has a role to play。
每一个在教会的弟兄姊妹都有一个角色。
In the family, the role of the sister is to submit yourself to your husband。
在家庭里面，姊妹的角色就是要顺服自己的丈夫。
It says here as it see fit in the Lord。
在主里面是相宜的。
When you try to reverse the role，
当你把这个角色换过来的时候
，Remember last time it doesn't fit。
这就不相宜了。
When wife submit yourself to your husband，
当这个妻子顺服丈夫的时候
，this is fitting to the Lord。
这在神的眼中是看为相宜的。
Thirdly，
第三点
，this submission is a voluntary submission。
这个顺服是自愿的。
It's not forced。
不是强用强用。
Based on the fact of the revelation on see how God works。
是跟基于神的启示。
Today I might give the a long message concerning submission。
我今天可以给你一个很长的信息，关于到顺服的事情。
But if you don't have the revelation from the Lord，
如果你自己没有从神那里来的启示，
you won't agree with me。
你不会同意我的。
You have all the reason to what to contradict what I said。
你会有所有的理由来跟我相争。
But thank God，
但是感谢神。
We need to pray that the Lord grant us the spirit of revelation。
我们要祷告神给我们一个启示的灵。
The revelation is not only to see who God is。
那个其实不光是看到神是谁。
That revelation was to see how do we play the role on God, where God put us in。
是让我们看见我们怎样在神放在我们的脚的位置里面来扮演我们的角色。
In the Old Testament, there are two prophetesses。
在旧约里面有两个女先知。
One is Deborah, one is Miriam。
一个是米利亚，一个是底波拉。
Let me read to you. It's so interesting. Deborah。
底波拉是这样子的，
In Judges chapter
4,
in verse 4 it says, And Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lapido, she judged Israel at that time. In other words, she is a judge.
第四章第四节有一位女先知名叫底波拉，拉比多的妻，当时做以色列的士师。
And verse 5, And she dwelt under the palm tree of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel in Mount Ephraim. And the children of Israel came up to her for judgment.
他住在以法莲山地拉玛和伯特利中间，在底波拉的棕树下，以色列人都上他那里听判断。
In other words, she is a very important person in Israel at that time.
也就是说，他在以色列那个时候是非常重要的角色。
Just imagine all the children of Israel go to her for judgment.
想想看，以色列人都到他那里去听判断。
Not only she is judge, she is also a prophet.
他不光是一个不光他也是个先知。
There is a big temptation。
那这里实在是有一个很大的诱惑。
To tell the children is that I need you to fight against the Canaanites, right?
这个去跟以色列人说，我来带你跟迦南人打仗。
If a person is gifted，
如果一个人是有能力的，有恩赐的。
It is always a big temptation to overdo the role that God has put us in。
就会让这个人有这个诱惑去超过他神所让他扮演的这个角色。
But Deborah is a very wise person.
但是底波拉是个非常有智慧的人。
God put him there as a judge.
神让他做士师。
So she played the role as a judge.
他就是扮演这个士师的角色。
Nothing more, nothing less.
不多也不少。
And the role is to tell Barak to lead the children of Israel out of the against the Canaanites.
他的角色就是告诉巴拉去带领以色列人去跟迦南人打仗。
And the wonderful thing is.Barak, obeyed God's command.
The 奇妙的事情是巴拉顺服了神的带领。
But he said, if you will go with me, then I will go.
但是巴拉说，如果你跟我去，我就去。
In other words, Deborah what become a helpmate, a supporter, supporting role.
底波拉在这里就成了一个帮助的角色。
Today, the wife is a supporting role in the family.
今天妻子是一个帮助的角色。
You are very important. You play a very important role in the family.
在家庭里面你是一个非常重要的角色。
Maybe you are not the one who gave the decision.
也许你不是那个做决定的。
But when you play the supporting role, it gives a lot of impact to your children.
但是当你扮演这个扶持的角色的时候，你对你的孩子有个非常多的影响。
On the other hand, in the book of in the book of Numbers.Miriam，
在民数记里面，米利暗。
Miriam is also a prophet。
米利暗也是一个先知。
After they crossed the Red Sea, Miriam took out the timbrel and led all the women to sing praise to the Lord。
过了红海之后，米利暗带着所有的妇人来唱歌赞美神。
But at one point in chapter 12 in Numbers，
在民数记第十二章那里面
she and Aaron rebelled against God.
他和那个亚伦就背逆神。
They used Moses, you know, marrying that Ethiopian woman as a reason for rebellion.
他借着摩西和那个古实人结婚来背逆神。
I don't have a lot of time.
我没有时间来读。
But the thing is this.
但是是这样子的。
If Miriam really is concerned about the marriage of Moses to the with the Ethiopian woman, he should go to Moses, right?
他如果真的觉得摩西跟古实人结婚有问题，他应该去跟摩西讲。
He should tell Moses, "Look, you asked us not to marry foreign wives. How come you marry an Ethiopian woman?"
他会应该跟摩西讲，如果你告诉我们不要跟外邦人结婚，你为什么要跟一个古实人去结婚
？But the thing is, she didn't say that.
但是问题他没有这样想。
What she said is that, "Does God only speak to you and not to us?"
他讲的是，难道神只跟你说话，也不也跟我们说话吗
？In other words, she used that incident as a pretext to what engage in a raise up a rebellion against Moses and put themselves in a what position of authority.
他是借着这个由子来背逆摩西，是神把摩西放在那个角色里面。
And the Bible tells us, and the anger of the Lord is kindled against them.
神的愤怒就像米利暗显现。
When I read this portion of the word, I feel like this is very serious.
我就觉得说这件事情非常的严肃。
In the midst of the 2 million people,
在两百万人中
，the Lord said, "Come out."
神跟亚伦和米利暗说出来。
Moses, Aaron, and Miriam.
摩西、亚伦和米利暗出来。
And when they stood out,
当他们出来的时候
，then the Lord said, "Miriam, Aaron, come out."
他叫神又招了亚伦和米利暗出来。
At the door of the tabernacle.
在那个约柜的门口。
The Lord said.
在会幕的门口。
Maybe let me read to you.
我们一起来读《民数记》十二章。民数记十二章。
Okay, chapter 12, okay.
Chapter 12.
Oh, It says here that, chapter 12, okay.
第四节。
And the Lord said to Miriam, chapter 12, verse 4, yeah.And the Lord spake suddenly unto Moses and Aaron and unto Miriam, Come out ye three unto the tabernacle of the congregation, and the three came out.
耶和华忽然对摩西、亚伦、米利暗说，你们三个人都出来，到会幕这里。他们三个人就出来了。
Verse 6.
第六节。
And he said, Hear now my words.
耶和华说，你们切听我的话。
If there be a prophet among you, I the Lord will make myself known unto him in a vision or in a dream.
你们中间若有先知，我耶和华必在异象中向他显现，在梦中与他说话。
My servant Moses is not so.
我的仆人摩西不是这样。
Who is faithful in all my house?
他是在我全家尽忠的。
With him I speak mouth to mouth.
我要与他面对面说话。
Even apparently and not in dark speeches and in the similitude of the Lord shall he behold.
乃是明说不用谜语，并且他必见我的形象。
Wherefore, dare ye not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?
你们毁谤我的仆人摩西，为何不惧怕呢？
And he says that the anger of the Lord is kindled against them, and he departed.
耶和华就向他们二人发怒而去。
Verse 10, and the cloud departed from all of the tabernacle. Behold, Miriam became leprous.White as snow, and Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprous.
云彩从会幕上挪开了，不料米利暗长了大麻风，有血那样白。亚伦一看米利暗长了大麻风。
Miriam just say one word.
米利暗就说了一句话。
Does God only speak to you and not to us?
神只跟你说话，难道不也跟我们说话吗
？But the Lord knew it.
但是神知道。
This is rebellion.
这是悖逆。
In the eyes of the Lord, God hates.Rebellion.
在神的眼中，他最恨恶的就是悖逆。
And Miriam became leprous.
米利暗就成了那个大麻风。
Brothers and sisters, we should know.
弟兄姊妹，我们应该知道。
The severity of rebellion.
悖逆的是非常严重的。
A lot of times, especially in this age.
尤其是在今天的世代。
Women felt like we are in equal with men.
我们妇女们觉得说我们跟男人是一样的。
I can do it.He can do it, I can do it.
他可以做，我也可以做。
He makes the decision, I also can make the decision.
他做决定，我也可以做决定。
But that is not so.
但是不是这样的。
We in the new man.
我们在新人里面。
The wives submit themselves to their husband.
妻子要顺服丈夫。
It is a voluntary submission.
是个自愿的顺服。
The fourth one.
第四点。
It is a loving submission.
是一个爱的顺服。
You see, when we look at the book of Revelation,
当我们看到启示录的时候,
how does the church start to fall?
这个教会是怎样堕落的?
Firstly, because they lost their first love.
因为他们吃掉了那个起初的爱。
When love in the family is not there anymore,
当这个爱在这个家中失去的时候,
no matter how much you do it,
不管你做什么,
there will be a problem.
总是有问题。
Today we need to ask ourselves,
今天我们要问我们自己。
In what position I am?
我在什么位置？
Do I continue to love my wife?
我继续爱我的妻子吗？
Do I continue to love my husband?
我会继续爱我的丈夫吗？
If you love your husband,
如果你爱你的丈夫。
Regardless what kind of a situation we are in,
不管我们在什么样的光景里。
We are submissive to our husband.
我们会顺服我们的丈夫。
You know my mom, and my dad.
你知道我的父母。
My dad is a person who is a, he doesn't speak much.
我的父亲说话不多
But when he speaks,
等到他讲话的时候
Everybody say amen
每个人都说是 Amen
So we children we are you know, very smart
我们总孩子们总是很聪明
We felt like we can play around with mom Mom is a little bit soft hearted you know
我们总是可以到妈妈那里妈妈心里比较软
But the thing is when mom said what daddy said that's it
但是母亲会说爸爸说什么就是什么了
Brothers and sisters this is the role of a woman
弟兄姊妹，这就是妻子的角色。
Because she loved her husband,
因为她爱她的丈夫。
She submit herself to her husband,
她顺服她的丈夫。
And therefore she set an example for the husband,
她就做一个例子。
As the church submit to Christ,
就像教会顺服基督一样。
The wife submit herself to her husband,
妻子也要顺服丈夫。
Secondly,
第二点
，He talk about the husband.
讲到丈夫
He said the husband love your wives
做丈夫要爱你们的妻子
Be not bitter against them
不可苦待他们
You know there's God is a loving God
神是一个爱的神
He not only speak about the role of the wives
不光讲到妻子的角色
He talk also about the duty and responsibility of the husband
也讲到丈夫的责任
You know the duty of the husband has three things
丈夫有三样责任
Firstly he needs to protect the wife
第一点，他要保护他的妻子。
Second, he needs to provide for the wife and the family.
第二点，他要为这个家庭提有供应。
The third one, he needs to what? Guide the family.
第三点，他要来带领这个家。
This is the responsibility of the husband.
这是这个丈夫的责任。
In a lot of times when we see in the world today,
今天我们在世上。
A lot of husbands require the wife to submit to their husband.
很多丈夫要求这个妻子顺服丈夫。
Yet they never play the role that God has intended them to do.
但是他们却没有做到神要他们所做的事情。
We need to protect the wife.
我们需要来保护妻子。
We need to protect the family.
我们需要来保护这个家庭。
Not only physically but also spiritually.
不光是身体上的，也是属灵里面的。
We also need to have provide.
我们也需要来供应。
I believe that there is no problem concerning provision.
我相信没有任何的问题。
Everybody, brother here, go to work in order to provide, financially provide the needs of the wife and the family.
每一个弟兄出去工作都是为了这个家庭提供经济上的供应。
But there is one thing that a lot of us miss.
但有一件事情很多弟兄。
Not only we should provide financially.
不光是我们在经济上有供应
we need also to provide spiritually.
我们也在属灵上有供应
We need to lead the family in prayer and in everything concerning God.
我们需要在带领这个家庭祷告也在所有的事情上
In my observation,
在我的观察里面
It is the women who lead the children to pray.
是姊妹们带着孩子们祷告
That is not right.
这是不对的。
The brother should lead the children to pray.
是弟兄应该带着孩子们祷告。
The brother should lead the children in their spiritual education.
是应该是弟兄带着孩子们在属灵里面长进。
I'm not saying the wife shouldn't do that.
我不是说姊妹不应当这样做。
The wife should play the supporting role.
妻子应该做一个扶持的角色。
When the husband is not there, you play the supporting role.
当丈夫在那里的时候，妻子应该做一个扶持的角色。
But a lot of times, I feel like the husband is too lazy.
但是很多时候，我觉得丈夫太懒惰。
They feel like as long as I provide financially and the rest is mom's job.
很多时候，弟兄们觉得说，只要我在金钱上有供应，其他都是妻子的角色。
Let me tell you a funny story.
让我告诉你一个故事。
In high school, there is a gospel meeting.
在高中生里面有一个福音聚会。
And the high school has its own planning. The planning meeting.
他弟兄高中生有一个就一个准预备的会。
They want to know what is the subject matter that they want to preach. What are the activities they need to do?
他们要做什么样的活动?
And who should be the speaker?
谁要来讲话?
So the brother put on the website that whoever wants to be in the planning should come to the meeting.
所以在网上他们就提出来说, 愿意来参加这个预备会的就可以来参加。So
me and brother Albert went to the meeting.
我和Albert弟兄就去了那个聚会。
You know what? 90% are sisters, 10% is the brother.
所以只有那里面只有 90%的人都是姊妹在那里, 只有 10%是弟兄。
And when the meeting starts,
当聚会开始的时候,
the sisters start to speak.
就姊妹们就开始讲话。
Oh, this should be the subject matter.
题目应该是这个。
And you know what the brother doing?
弟兄们做什么呢?
They're smiling.
就坐在那里笑。
I said, this should be the reverse.
我觉得说应该是反过来的。
Brothers and sisters, this might be a funny story.
这也许看起来好笑。
But brothers, we need to what? Step up.
弟兄们，我们应当站起来。
Our role is what? To lead our family.
我们的角色是要带领这个家庭。
You are not just there sitting and smiling.
你不能坐在那里，只是坐在那里笑。
This is the role that we need to play.
我们需要来扮演这个角色。
In the new man, the husband needs to take the lead. The husband needs to love the wife.
这个在新人的角色，弟兄应当爱妻子，弟兄应当做这个带领的角色。
Thirdly, we also need the guidance.
第三点，我们也需要有这个带领。
Look in the Old Testament.
再看看旧约。
Joshua said,
约瑟,
As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
约书亚说, 至于我和我的家, 我要侍奉耶和华。
He set the rule. He set the direction of the direction of the family. Today, brothers, what do you say concerning the service of the Lord?
今天弟兄们，你觉得关于神的服事应当是什么？
Can you say like Joseph said, "As for me and my house, you will serve the Lord"?
你能不能说像约书亚那样，我和我的家要侍奉耶和华？
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿神向我们有怜悯。
We are a group of people different from the world.
我们和世人是不一样的。
We go according to God's order. We play the role of how God wants us to play.
我们要 顺服神的次序, 扮演,
now, it says all this guidance, provision, protection is based upon one thing.
在所有这些保护, 供应, 还有这些带领, 都是基于一件事情,
it's based upon love.
是基于爱,
if we don't love our wife,
如果我们不爱我们的妻子,
then we had a problem.
那我们就有个问题,
today we can see so much divorce and split ups.
我们看今天看到这么多的家庭破裂,
because love is lost.
因为爱失去了,
we need to preserve our love.
我们需要来保守我们的爱,
firstly for the Lord,
首先是为了主,
secondly for our wife and our family.
其次是为了妻子和孩子。
And it says here, it is well pleasing unto the Lord.
是讨主喜悦的。
You want to please the Lord?
你想要讨主喜悦吗?
You start to play your role in the family.
就在家里的扮演的角色。
Then we come to the third point.
第三点。
It says, children, obey your parents in the Lord in all things, for this is well pleasing unto the Lord.
你们做儿女的要凡事听从父母, 因为这是主所喜悦的。
Let me read again, okay?
我们再读一遍。
Tell me if it is right. Children, obey your parents if daddy is wrong. If daddy is right.
你们做儿女的如果父母做得对, 你们就要听从他。
Is that what the Bible says?
这是圣经是这样讲的吗?
What does the Bible says?
圣经怎么讲?
Brother, what does the Bible says? Can you read it to me?
弟兄可以把你的声音...
Can you read it to me? Yeah. Any one of you? Can you read that verse?
请你把那个圣经读一下。
Children, obey your parents in all things.
你们做儿女要凡事听从父母。
The Bible didn't say if or when.
圣经没有说是如果或者。
In today's generation,
在今天的世代里面,
the children has this concept.
孩子们都有一个概念。
If my parents make the right decision, I will obey.
如果父母做了个正确决定，我就听从。
If it is a wrong decision, I will not obey.
如果是个错误的决定，我就不听从。
When?
是什么时候?
When I feel right.
如果我觉得对的话,
that is not what the Bible says.
圣经并没有这样讲。
It says children obey your parents in all things.
而是说在凡事听从父母。
Obedience has become the way of life in the new man.
在新人里面顺服是一个生活的方式。
God hates disobedience.
神是非常看重顺服的。
When you are disobedient in the family,
如果你在这家里面是悖逆的,
you are disobedient in school.
你在学校就是悖逆的。
You are disobedient in your workplace.
你在工作的地方也是悖逆的。
There is a domino effect.
这是一个domino的这个效果效应。
On the other hand,
另一方面,
the parents should also set an example.
父母也应该做一个榜样。
If the parents are disobedient to the Lord,
如果父母是悖逆神的,
then the children is disobedient to you.
儿女也是会对你也有悖逆。
Brothers and sisters, especially the children, the young people, I tell you, you want to have a future, growing in the Lord, you need to obey your parents.
年轻弟兄姊妹，如果你想在主里面长大，你需要来顺服父母。
You might feel like this is nothing spiritual.
你会觉得说这并不是属灵的事情。
Yes, this is spiritual.
这就是属灵的事情。
This is the opening of the door for God to work in you.
这是神在你心中工作的一个门。
Let me tell you, we parents might not be perfect.
我告诉你，我们的父母并不是完美的。
We also commit mistakes.
我们也犯错误。
But regardless,
但是不管怎么样
，it is the duty of the children.To what? To obey your parents.
是孩子们顺服父母是你们的责任。
It is say it is well pleasing unto the Lord.
是主所喜悦的。
You might say, oh, I serve in this service, I serve in that service.
你会觉得说我在这里服侍，我在那里服侍。
That's good.
是这是非常好的。
But if you disobey your parents,
如果你不顺服父母
then it wipes out everything.
这就其他事情都不算。
So we can see here the wives need to subject themselves to their husband.
我们看到说妻子要顺服丈夫。
The husband needs to love the wife.
丈夫要爱妻子。
The children what need to what obey their parents in the Lord.
儿女要在主里面顺服父母。
Then we come to the verse 21.
第二十一节。
Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged.
你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，恐怕他们失了志气。
Sometimes we especially the father has a problem with this.
尤其是父亲对这个事情有问题。
Provoke means to stir up something in them to cause them to be angry and discouraged.
这惹的意思就是在激起他们里面的一些事情，使他们能够生气，也让他们失了志气。
Sometimes children do something foolish.
有的时候孩子们做一些愚蠢的事情。
And the tendency is that in our natural man we get angry.
我们这个自然天然的人就会非常的容易生气。
And so we want to discipline them.
所以我们就要管教他们。
But we should see from the point of view of God.
但当然从神的角度看
What is the purpose of the discipline?
这个管教的目的是什么
The purpose of discipline is that the children will know where they have fallen.
其实孩子们要知道他们在哪里做错了
Or where, what is the mistake that you know, they do.
他们做的错的事情是什么
If after all the discipline,
如果过了所有的这些管教
then the children felt like he is right, then something is wrong with our discipline.
如果这个孩子还是觉得他是对的话那这个管教就有问题
we need to pray to the Lord, give us the wisdom how to discipline our children.
所以我们需要祷告神让神给我们智慧，知道如何来管教儿女。
I'm not an expert. I'm also learning this matter.
我也不是个专家，我也在学这件事情。
I need to learn. Lord, give me the wisdom how to discipline my child.
我也要祷告神，让神给我智慧，让我知道如何来管教我的儿子。
Tell them where do they get wrong.
告诉他们你在哪里做错了。
Then how to come back to the position where God wants them to be.
然后回到神要他们所站的那个位置上。
This is the purpose of discipline.
这是那个管教的目的。
Secondly,
第二点
we ourselves as also already mentioned.
我也提到过
we should be obedient person.
我们是应当是一个顺服的人
we need to set an example for all the children to follow.
我们需要给孩子们做一个榜样
I say it again.
我再讲一遍
If we are disobedient to the Lord, the children will also be disobedient to us.
我们如果是悖逆神的话孩子们也会悖逆我们
You can ask, a disobedient father cannot raise up godly children.
一个悖逆的父亲是不会养育一个敬畏神的孩子
You can say, oh, today is the Lord said you go to church, I'm going to the movie. Ain't working.
不，你不会跟孩子说你去教会，我去看电影，这样没有用。
Brothers and sisters, we need to set an example.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要做一个榜样。
Thirdly, it should be love out of a pure heart.
而且是出于一个清洁心的爱。
Christ loved the church and gave himself for it.
基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Today we love our children.
我们今天爱我们的儿女。
We are willing to sacrifice even our life.
我们甚至为了儿女愿意舍上生命。
For their benefit.For their spiritual future.
为了他们的利益，为了他们属灵的光景。
This is the what the direction of the new man.
这是一个新人的方向。
This is the way we need to live.
这是我们生活的方式。
On the other hand,
那另一方面
if we live according to our old nature,
如果照着我们旧人的性情去生活
we provoke the children.
我们来惹儿女的气
then the children will lose heart.
这个孩子们会失了自己。
They will be insecure.
他们会觉得不安全。
They will lose their self-esteem.
他们会失去他们自信。
You know, every time, you know, when our children, you know, commit a mistake, they feel so down, right?
当孩子们犯错了，他们会觉得说很丧气。
As I was, you know, meditating on this matter, then Peter the apostle came to my mind.
当我想去默想这些经节的时候，彼得出现在我脑海里。
Peter is a boastful disciple.
彼得是一个非常胆大的门徒。
He told the Lord, even if everybody you know deny you, I will never deny you. I even die for you.
彼得说，就算所有人都否认你，我也不会否认你，我会为你而死。
But the thing is, when the test came.
当时在试炼来到的时候
she denied the Lord three times,
他就否认了主三次
and she was so devastated, the Bible tells us he cried bitterly.
他是这样子受挫折他就在那里痛哭
yeah, he's discouraged.
他受到挫折
and he doesn't have any more motivation.
他也再也没有那个动力了。
Well, in my you know, interpretation,
那我在想
when the Lord was resurrected from the dead,
当主耶稣复活之后
and Mary told the disciples,
玛利亚告诉门徒的时候
no, Peter went in, right?
彼得
went to the tomb site.
彼得的确是进了那个坟墓。
After he saw that the Lord is not there anymore,
当他看见主耶稣不在那里以后
what did he do?
他做什么了呢
Is he excited?
他是不是很兴奋呢
The Bible tells us he went back to their home.
他就圣经讲上他就回到自己家里
In other words, he felt like, well, God's resurrection, Christ's resurrection has nothing to do with me anymore.
也就是说他觉得说基督的复活跟他没有任何关系了
I messed up so much.
我做错了这么多事情
I'm not giving a good testimony.
我没有给一个很好的见证
He was so
disheartened. 他的心是这样他是这样子的丧失了信心
More than that,
不光如此
After a while, he told the disciples, "Let's go fishing."
过了又他就跟门徒们说，我们去打鱼吧。
Let's go back to our own way of life.
我们回到我们从前的生活里面。
The Lord told us we should be fishers of men.
主说你们要叫从此以后要得人了。
But when the Lord needs us the most, we all run away.
当主最需要我们的时候，我们都跑了。
So Peter was just so devastated.
彼得是这样子的受挫折。
But how did the Lord, try to bring Peter back?
那主是怎样把彼得带回来的呢
？He told Mary.
他告诉玛利亚。
Go tell my disciples and Peter.
告诉我的门徒还有彼得。
Why? I'm really touched.
我是真的是被摸着。
Peter messed up so much.
彼得做错了这么严重。
Yet the Lord never gave up on him.
但是神从来没有这样放弃他。
Tell my disciples and Peter.
告诉我的门徒还有彼得。
You might forget me, I'll never forget you.
你也许会忘记我，但是我不会忘记你。
Now, on the other incident.
在另外一件事情。
He told Peter.
他告诉彼得。
Do you love me more than this?
你爱我超过这些吗？
If I'm the Lord, I will never ask this question.
如果我是主，我不会问这件事情。
But yet the Lord knows how to bring back Peter.
但是主知道怎样把彼得带回来。
He knows that Peter in his weakness denied the Lord.
但他知道彼得在他的软弱里面否认了主。
But Peter still loved the Lord.
但是彼得仍然爱主。
So he continued to ask three times, "Do you love me more than this?"
他问了三次，你爱我超过这些吗
？Brothers and sisters, in our treating our children.
当我们对待我们自己孩子的时候
，You need to tell them, "Do you still love me?"
你要问你的孩子，你还爱我吗
？Love really break the hard core,
那个
the hard shell of a person.
爱是可以敲碎这个外面的这个人的外面的壳。
Not only the Lord tell Peter, "Do you love me?"
不光是主在问彼得，你爱我超过这些吗
？He said, "Feed my sheep."
他也说你喂我的羊。
He put a responsibility on Peter.
他把一个责任放在彼得的身上。
If I'm the Lord, I will never give a responsibility on Peter.
如果我是主，我不会把那责任交给彼得。
For me, he's untrustworthy.
对我来说，他是不可相信的。
He denied me three times.
他否认了我三次。
Yet the Lord told Peter, "Feed my sheep."
但是主跟彼得说，你喂养我的羊。
After my ascension, it is your duty to lead the disciples and everybody to feed my sheep.
是当我升天以后，是你的责任带领所有的门徒来喂养我的羊。
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿主对我们有怜悯。
This portion of the word is very practical.
这些话是非常实际的。
But we need the Lord's revelation.
我们需要主的启示。
How do you live a life of a new man?
我们怎么来活出这个新人的生活
？You know, this portion of the word is like an acid test.
这个好像是一个小短文。是一个我们的属灵的光景的测试。
Every time we, it's easy for us to talk about spiritual matter.
我很容易讲一些属灵的事情。
But when we come to a test,
当我们考试的时候
，How do we play the role?
我们怎么来扮演这个角色
？Do we do according to what God wants us to do?
是不是我们做神让我们做的事情
？Brothers and sisters, we are in a process.
我们是在这个过程当中
，God is transforming us.
神在改变我们。
Let us cooperate with God.
让我们来与神合作。
Ask the Lord firstly to give us the revelation.
让神先给我们这个启示。
That we must see what we ought to do and play the role in which we are put on.
让我们在神让我们做的角色里面知道如何来行。
Not according to the worldly method.
不是照着世人的样子。
But according to His standard.
而是照着神的标准。
Secondly, we need to pray. The Lord gave us the strength.
第二，我们要祷告神给我们力量。
This is practically undoable.
这是实际上是非常做不到的。
We need the strength of the Lord.
我们需要主的力量。
That's why Paul said, "I can do all things through Him who strengthens me."
因为所以保罗说，靠着他，我凡事都可行。
You want to be a happy family?
你想过一个幸福的家庭吗
？Not only we need the doctrine.
不光是需要这个道理。
We need the Lord to be part of the family.
我们也需要主作为这个家庭的一部分。
He should be the center of the family.
他需要这个家，他是这个家的中心。
The center of our life.
他是我们生活的中心。
The center of the wife's life.
他是这妻子生活的中心。
The center of the children's life.
他也是孩子们生活的中心。
That's why I always tell the parents.
所以我总是告诉父亲。
Our duty.
我们的责任。
Is not only to feed our children.
不光是让孩子们吃饱。
Our children, our duty is to bring them to the Lord.
我们的责任是把他们带到主面前。
Love the Lord as we love the Lord.
让他们爱神像我们一样。
Then we will have a good representation of the family of God.
我们就会能够成为神的这个家庭的代表。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, this morning we thank you for your speaking.
主，感谢你今天早上向我们说话。
Yes, indeed, sometimes it's so hard for us to do this.
是的，我们做这些事情非常的难。
But in you we can do it.
但是在你里面我们能够做。
You are the Lord of all.
你是凡事的主。
Not only you are head of the church.
不光你是教会的头。
You are the head of the family.
你也是家的头。
We just want to consecrate again our family before you.
我把我们的家分别为圣归给你。
May you continue to operate in this family.
求你继续在这个家里运行。
Not according to what the world wants.
不光是不是照着这个世人的样子
，But according to your standard，
那是照着你的标准。
Continue to work in our hearts，
求你继续在我们心里工作。
In Jesus' name，
奉主耶稣的名。